We are going to think a little bit about this story, and I have a whole suitcase of fun stuff. So, I was thinking this morning, when I was packing my suitcase for church, normally I don't pack a whole suitcase. I was thinking, what would I need if I was going to go on a really long trip? So I've bought quite a few things. What have we got in here? Anyone? Popcorn! We've got some popcorn. What else have we got? So we've got some trainers, some good shoes for walking for my long journey. I've got a friend. This is Mark. A frog is called Mark Hoppus. And I bought him because, you know, you need a friend with you. I've got my laptop because, you know, you never know what you need. Got my phone as well. Well, I've got a sun hat in case it's sunny. And I've also got a winter hat in case it's cold. And the reason I've got a bow and arrow is I thought if I meet any enemies, you know, I need to be prepared. Money. Yes, I do have some money. That's an umbrella in case it rains. My question is, if you could only take three of these things on your long, long journey, which things would you pick? So, Amika, what did you say you'd take?
Blanket, popcorn, and phone.
Blanket for a good night's sleep. Phone, probably helpful. And blanket, what was it? Popcorn, your snack. Obviously, you need a snack for a long journey. Hunter, what are you taking on your trip? Bow and arrow, popcorn, and phone, and he's off with my phone. Hunter's actually going to go on his long journey now. We're going to see him in like a few weeks. He'll just come back all tanned. He'll be fine. Okay. Anyone else? Anissa, what are you taking on your long trip? Sun cream, really important. So this trip, when Jesus sent all his friends on a long journey, they might have been going through desert. So it would have been definitely, I would need my sun cream, otherwise I wouldn't make it. I just burned to a crisp before I got there. So I definitely need to take my sun cream. I'd want to take my phone, but I'd be concerned about the lack of charging opportunities for my phone. I've also got a book because, you know, you need something to do. This was my favorite book when I was a child. It is the best book ever. I love it. I love this book. So I bought that because I've read it like 100 times and I still want to read it. I've got a nice warm coat. Money, yeah. Does anyone else in the room have any thoughts about what they would take if they were going on a long journey? What would be like the money? Money's in there. That's an option. A water bottle, yes. Water bottle's important if you're going through the desert. Sun cream. Passport, yes. Oh my goodness, of course. It's kind of important. And if you need to leave the country, if it's a very long journey. A fish. Why would you take a fish? For company, okay. So like a live fish for company. Okay, fair enough. Tissues. Tony, what would you bring? Camera. Yeah, camera, great. So if I took my phone, the phone has the camera on it, so I could take some pictures of my journey, you know. Nobody has even touched the Bible. I just thought sometimes it's good to take your Bible with you, you know, a bit of encouragement on the journey. Thank you, everybody, for thinking about what we would take on our journey. Now, I wonder if anyone's ever packed really badly for a holiday. Has anyone ever forgotten anything really important? Forgot your passport? You know, my mum once left her passport in the hotel when we were, where were we, in America? Oh, no, we were in Germany. My mum left her passport in the hotel and had to run back. And I think if I had done that, I would have been in serious trouble. But when my mum did it, you know, oh, it's okay, it happens to everyone. Yeah. Anyway, anyone else ever forgotten anything important? So I was thinking about a time, which I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again because it's so good. I was thinking about a time when I had to pack a bag for my friend because she had to go to hospital because she wasn't very well. She's fine now. But she had to go to hospital, so she asked if I could pack her a bag. And I was a bit worried about my friend, and I was panicking a bit. And so I packed the bag very badly. I was just running around her room thinking, what would she need? And when she unpacked the bag later, I went to hospital with her and they put her in a bed and we were in the room and she said, so what did you bring me? And I unpacked the bag and I bought lots of earrings for some reason. I was like, maybe she wants to look her best. I bought this book about coconut oil that she'd bought, which was all about how good coconut oil is for you. And then when I was packing the coconut oil book, I was like, I should probably pack some coconut oil, otherwise what would be the point? So I also packed a huge jar of coconut oil. All this stuff was in there. Did I bring any of her uni stuff so she could do work? No. Did I bring headphones? No. Did I bring her phone charger? No. Did I bring any clothes? No. But I bought coconut oil. I did such a bad job, and that's because I was panicking, freaking out, and I just didn't really think about it very well. And I think all of us sometimes don't pack very well. But when we're thinking about this journey, we've thought about it really hard, and we've thought about all the things that we are going to take. Exactly. But guys, who remembers the reading that Amika just read? Did Jesus tell us to take a coat? Did he tell us to take money? Did Jesus in the reading tell us to take all of this stuff? Amika, can you find the right part and see if you can tell us? What does he say here?
Do not take a purse or a bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone in the road.
So he says, don't take a purse of money. Pretty much everyone said we needed money. He said, don't take that. He said, don't take sandals, so don't take your walking shoes for your long journey. He said, don't take a bag. So you can't even take a bag to put your stuff in. He said, just to go with nothing. Now that doesn't seem very sensible to me. If I were one of the disciples, I would have been like, Jesus, come on. Like, can I not just at least take my bag? Can I not at least take my warm coat for the night? But Jesus didn't say that. He said to just go with what they had. But there were some things that Jesus wanted them to take with them. Does anyone know what they did take on their journey? The closest thing I have here is my froggy. Or if I took Hunter with me. One thing that they got told to take was a friend. Okay? So they go on this really important journey. Jesus is sending them ahead to tell people all about him. Okay? To tell people that Jesus is here, that God is with them. To tell people that they can be healed and that they can have Jesus with them. And it's a really important message and a message that we all get asked to share as well. Jesus wants all of us to tell people that he is with them and that God is with them and that God loves them. That's the message we all have. When we get sent off to share that, the thing that Jesus tells his disciples to take is a friend. So we don't have to do it by ourselves. Jesus gives us the church as our community, right? So when we want to help somebody, when we see someone who needs help or someone who we really think needs to know about Jesus, maybe they're not doing very well, maybe they feel really alone, and we want to tell them that Jesus is with them. It might be hard to do that, but we don't have to do it by ourselves. We can ask our friends sitting next to us in church to help us. Jesus never sends us alone. And what else does Jesus send with the disciples? He actually asks them to go and get food from other people. So he sends them with the promise of hospitality. So he says to go to someone's house and see what that person can give you. So he sends us with the promise of hospitality. So if someone comes to our house in need, Jesus calls us to help them. He says that if people reject them, then they should leave and take the peace of God away with them. Jesus wants us to be the kind of people who invite people into our house. So if someone is on a long journey and they don't have their big coat and they don't have their sun hat and they don't have their food and money and they come to our house and they need help, Jesus calls us to help them. That exact situation might not come up, but we've all got people in our lives who need something and we can help them out. So he sends us with a friend. He sends us with the promise that people will help us. He sends us with his spirit, right? So Jesus says he'll go with them. And at the end of Jesus' life, when he goes back to heaven, he sends the disciples out again. And this time they're worried because he's going to be in heaven, but he says his spirit will still be with them. So we know wherever we go and whatever we do, we take Jesus with us. So even if we don't have our phone with us or our warm hat or our toy frog for some reason, we have Jesus with us and we know we're not alone. And that is the real message of Jesus' ministry. He continually promises that he will always be with us and we won't need to be alone. He asks us to take peace with us, doesn't he? He asks us to be people of peace. He tells his disciples to go and tell people, peace be with you. That's what Jesus can bring us, is peace. It can be really scary when we don't think we have everything we need. And I'm not just talking about a warm coat. But sometimes in life, we can feel scared that we don't have what we need, that we're not strong enough or courageous enough, that we're too scared. But Jesus promises us his peace and freedom from that fear when we know that he's with us. Doesn't mean things won't be hard and scary sometimes, but it does mean we know that we will never be alone. So think about the journeys you might have to go on this week. They're probably not going to be long journeys through the desert, but this week you might have people you know you need to help. You might have hard things to do at work or school. You could have anything going on this week. And remember that even if you don't feel like you have everything you need, you always can take Jesus, his peace with you, and you can always ask your friend in church for help. We're always here. That's what the community is for, to help you out.